Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I've been using your satellite television service and have been really impressed with your business. Unfortunately, many of my channels have had bad reception all day. I'm pretty worried because the soccer championship is on tonight. I need to get this taken care of so I can watch the game.
We'll take a look at it as soon as we can. A technician will stop by your home at some point this evening to fix it.
And do you think I could also get my service upgraded to high definition? I'd be happy to pay more. It would be wonderful to have a clearer picture for tonight.
Of course. You will need to transfer the setup fee immediately to have it done by tonight. It'll be $40, and there will be an additional $10 a month. The technician's visit is covered by your contract.
Number 32. What does the man want to do? Number 33. What will happen this evening? Number 34. According to the woman, what will the man be charged for? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Hey, Nora. Do you plan on seeing the new documentary when it releases this Saturday?
The one about the revitalization of the waterfront in Auburn City? Definitely. Sage Cinema Weekly recommends that anyone interested in the history of the region should check it out.
I also read that it is a great study on how businesses can make positive contributions to poor areas. Unfortunately, all of the tickets have sold out for the weekend. I waited too long to buy one, and the film is only showing for one weekend.
You know what? The theater occasionally waits until the last minute and then releases some extra tickets for sale. I know the owner of the theater, and I can ask him if he intends to do that for this film.
Number 35. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 36. What is the man's problem? Number 37. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Bella. How are the preparations going for the launch of our new restaurant this Friday?
Great! Everything inside the restaurant is ready. So we spent a few hours this morning handing out flyers to shoppers in town.
Yes, and it seems like a lot of them plan to attend a grand opening.
Let's hope so. Bella, can you get in touch with all of the staff we've hired and ask them to come in early on Friday? I'd like to speak to them before the first customers come in.
No problem. I'll do that right away. Debbie, do you have their details?
I do. Just give me a moment and I'll get the list of contact numbers for you.
Number 38. What does the man say will happen on Friday? Number 39. What did the women do this morning? Number 40. What does the man ask Bella to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Have you heard about the apartment in Curry Grove that I've been assigned to design? It turns out that it will take a lot more time than originally planned. Would you be able to help me out?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to. I'm supposed to train our new worker over the next 2 weeks, so I'm not going to have time to do anything else. You can't do it all on your own?
I probably can, but it is a very important project. I'm hoping to get it done by the deadline for sure. I really want to finish this work on time.
Then you should tell Mr. Cortez and see if you can get help from him. He's a very generous coworker, so I think he would be happy to help you a bit if you can't do it on your own. Number 41. who most likely are the speakers. Number 42. Why is the man unable to help the woman? Number 43. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Carlos, before the end of the week, I need your opinion on whether we should sign a contract with Blash Collective or Lotus Plantation. I'm a little anxious that we still do not know who will be providing us with the coffee beans for our restaurant.
My team has just finished analyzing the benefits of each company. I'll look it over this afternoon and hand in my final report to you first thing tomorrow so you can make the final decision.
That would be great. If we don't sign a deal with the supplier soon, we may have to delay the planned March opening of our special coffee service.
Number 44. What is the woman concerned about? Number 45. What does the man say he will do? Number 46. What is scheduled to happen in March? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hello, I'm just checking out of room 501, but I can't find my watch anywhere. Has anyone found it and handed it in?
I'm afraid I just started my shift a moment ago. Let me check with my colleague. Jason, has anyone handed in a watch this morning?
I'm afraid not. Do you have any idea where you may have left it, ma'am?
I guess I could have put it down near the pool area. The problem is that I'm in a rush right now to catch a bus. Could you ask around and try to locate it for me?
Certainly. I'll talk with the staff at the pool area and ask if they found it.
And I'll check with housekeeping. We'll be sure to give you a call if it turns up. Number 47. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 48. What problem does the woman mention? Number 49. What do the men agree to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Donna, did the building manager email you the layout for the main ballroom in McIntosh Hall? I read up on it, and it seems like it would be the perfect place to hold our company's anniversary celebration. It's the only room available with a view of the river.
Yesterday, I tried to talk to her about the room dimensions and maximum capacity, but she was out of her office.
Why don't you just drop by the building so you can check it out yourself? I'd hate for someone else to book it before us, if you think it's suitable. Number 50. What is the man interested in doing? Number 51. What did the woman want to get? Number 52. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Did you hear that the board has chosen a replacement for Mr. Harris?
Finally! Mr. Harris retired almost 2 months ago. So, who is going to be our new CEO?
They picked Mr. Cowell, the current head of international marketing. He'll officially start as CEO at the beginning of next month.
Oh, good for him. He's certainly experienced, and he has good leadership skills. Let's go down to the coffee shop and buy him a gift card as a way of saying congratulations.
Number 53. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Finally!"
Number 54. What does the man say about Mr. Cowell? Number 55. What will the speakers do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Marvin, is it true that headquarters has approved giving everyone a 10% pay increase? What would cause them to do that?
Well, the profits for last year were much higher than expected, and according to the company's policy, a portion of increased revenue should go to the workers. So they thought a substantial pay raise would be possible.
That makes sense, and it should help the business stay strong. The company's success has caused a lot of our employees to be sought out by other companies, so this will make workers more likely to stay here. Will the pay raises take effect next month?
Actually, the company will ask everyone to renegotiate a new deal soon because most workers usually only get a 5% pay increase per year.
Number 56. Why is the company making changes to workers' salaries? Number 57. What is an additional result of the pay change? Number 58. What will happen soon? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Martin, do you think you'd be able to do me a favor this afternoon? I just found out I'll need to leave the bank at around noon.
Sure, but how come you need to leave so early today?
I just got a call from headquarters. They want me to go there to train some new workers for the branch that's opening in July.
Ah, I see. What can I help you with?
Well, I was planning on contacting the applicants for the customer service jobs at a branch. I need to let them know that the interview room has been changed.
Leave it to me. I have some free time after lunch today. Number 59. Where do the speakers work? Number 60. Why has the woman been asked to visit headquarters? Number 61. What does the man mean when he says, "Leave it to me"? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list.
Good morning. One of your employees attempted to deliver a package to my home address yesterday, but I was out at the time. The note he left said I could collect it here.
That's correct, sir. But in addition to the note, I'll need to see your driver's license or health insurance card to verify your name.
Oh, really? I left my wallet in my car and I'm parked a few blocks from here. Is it really necessary?
Well, in that case, you'll need to speak directly with my manager, Ms. Anders. Please hold on while I go and find her.
No problem. I'll wait right here.
Number 62. What is the man trying to do? Number 63. What does the woman ask for? Number 64. Look at the graphic. What branch does the woman work at? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and building layout. Here you are, ma'am. One ticket for the 2:15 train to Norwich. That will be £12, please.
Thanks. There you are. Oh, I was wondering, I didn't have time to grab lunch on my way here to the station. Does my train have a dining car?
I'm afraid not, but you'll be able to buy some light snacks and beverages once you get on the train.
Well, I guess that'll be fine. I don't have much time anyway. Can you tell me which platform I need to go to for my train?
Sure. It's the one just over there where the information center is. And you'd better hurry. Your train is leaving in a few minutes. Number 65. Who most likely is the man? Number 66. What does the woman ask about? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which platform will the woman go to next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Judith, I just wanted to thank you for all your help. All of the flyers and posters you made for this year's Burnaby Jazz Festival look amazing.
No problem. I was delighted that you asked me to get involved. I really hope that this year's event proves to be a big success.
Well, I just heard that a reporter from Gold Sounds magazine is here to write a review of all the concert performers, so that's exciting.
It sure is. Do you have any time to meet up sometime this afternoon?
Sure. Let's meet at the main stage at the end of Catriona Sulford's set. Then we can watch the next musician together.
Number 68. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 69. What does the man mention about the jazz festival? Number 70. Look at the graphic. When will the speakers probably meet?